children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids, kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles, including addiction. If you know somebody that needs a referral for a therapist, an inpatient or outpatient program, please give them our number, 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. You may want to jot it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400. All calls are kept strictly confidential. If there is a parent listening to this show that is struggling with one of their children, their loved ones of any age, please consider to call Mask and get on our parent support group still going on by Zoom. We have Sunday nights for blended families bringing up each other's children. That is facilitated by Yeshaya Krause by Zoom. We have Monday night for all parents that have struggling kids of any ages, whether they are bipolar, schizophrenia, they have addiction struggles, they were molested, they're in a psych ward getting discharged from a psych ward, or eating disorder, whatever it may be. Give us a call again, because our number is 718-758-0400, because we have great parenting groups. Dr. Debbie Ackman, Monday night by Zoom. Tuesday night, Dr. Shmuel Brachfeld by Zoom. Wednesday night, Rabbi Dr. Ben-Zion Twersky by Zoom. We have the first Tuesday on the English calendar, Dr. Trish Atia in Midwood in person, and Wednesday night in person with Cheryl Friedman in the Five Towns. So give us a call, get on a group, try it out, see if you like it, and I know you will. Because parents have been attending these groups. If we've been running these groups 27 years, and thousands of parents have been to these groups and have had such success, Baruch Hashem, with their loved ones struggling. So please consider, give us a call. So tonight, I'm very, very happy to have on with us somebody that is not only my colleague, but it's been a friend for several years now. I'm working with her to help girls, and her name is Sarah Ruza. Sarah Ruza actually founded Yacholet Icon, which she's going to tell you all about, a Jewish women's program in Florida. I'd like to welcome you on tonight, friend, a colleague. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, Rahama. I just want to say thank you so much, first of all, for inviting me onto your radio show and for such a nice introduction and for being a support in my life and in the organization's, you know, the start, the very beginning, you were there helping us along. So I really do appreciate all of your support. And I'm doing very well. Thank you.
So good. Well, Sarah, kol hakhalot kashot, all beginnings can be hard. And I know I've been there from the beginning. And you know, lots of times, Sarah, people say, oh, but I heard somebody was there at the beginning, didn't do well. I explained to them, new grocery stores open, they don't do well at the beginning. new programs, nobody does well at the beginning. It takes time. But Baruch Hashem, I could say with confidence on the air that I have many girls that have been to your program and still are in your program, and they are doing absolutely wonderful. So yash koach to you and to your staff. I know you're not a one-lady show, and you have a wonderful staff, and I want to say publicly thank you. So you're welcome. So let's go right to it. My listeners want to know, what is Yacholet Icon?
So Yacholet Icon is a nonprofit Jewish organization that is created to support young women that are in need of assistance with housing and therapeutic services. We have been around for just over 3 years. And the beginning definitely was a challenge and a bit of a learning experience. But with our amazing team, we have seen tremendous success with our girls. And what we do is we have two houses here in Hollywood, Florida. Each of them are kosher homes where we do offer some sort of Shabbos programming as an option. And the young women are living in these homes and receiving 24-hour support. And we also offer them individual counseling sessions through our therapeutic component.
So, Sarah, I want everyone to know that you are a licensed marriage and family therapist, and you yourself use so many different modalities that you're trained in, you're supervised, which we say to everyone that we need to, as a therapist, we must get supervised. We cannot just do this on our own, all this work without a supervisor. So no matter how many years you graduate, you're Correct. Out there, you must get supervised. So I want to talk about what, you know, what makes a young lady go to Yacholet.
So the calls that we get from young women are those that have experienced some sort of significant trauma in their lives. They are all coming from within our Orthodox Jewish communities. And some of them have been through other treatment centers, but are in need of additional support transitioning back into life. The standard 30-day treatment center sort of steps away a little too early, and then young women are left with nowhere to go. In need of additional supportive services and life skills. And so these girls come to us oftentimes at the end of their rope, feeling desperate and afraid with nowhere else to turn. So those are the young women that are often reaching out to us.
Well, Sarah, you mentioned 30-day treatment centers. Just want everyone to know that Mass does not recommend generally to a 30-day treatment center. Very rarely. I've been doing this 27 years. I'm the founder of Mass. I've spoken to over 120 some thousand people over the years, and people generally do not go to a 30-day program. 30 days. You know, when you call a friend, a neighbor, you say, where did your son go? Where did your daughter go? Where did your relative go? And they make self-referrals is really not ideal. We always recommend that somebody that is a licensed professional help assess the situation and help make that referral. The reason why I'm saying this is there are exceptions, and very few, I may say, is because when somebody is discharged after 30 days and the father comes home and he paid, you know, $200 million for that month, I'm almost not exaggerating, and he expects for his child, whatever age, to just suddenly be all healed because right. it was so much money, and why aren't they healed? I want to talk about first, before we go to Yochelet, is the relapse issue that is real and it's a struggle. So they get out of 30 days and they may relapse, and it's part of this struggle. So can you just explain to my listeners why relapse is, you know, the struggle just coming out of a, you know, they come out the 30 days in a bubble and then they come back home.
Absolutely. Thank you for pointing that out, Rahama. So what you see is that mental health is not linear. It's not a straight path, and it has a lot of ups and downs. So every single step they're taking is part of their journey and a learning process. And it takes time to learn how to implement the skills that they've been introduced to. So in any treatment center, you're being introduced to new coping skills. You know, everyone has these coping skills that they've been using for many years to stay alive. And sometimes, you know, when those coping skills are unhealthy, we need to develop new healthy coping skills and strategies for life. But it takes time to learn how to implement them and put them to use. And so we see a lot of up and down for clients. And so it's interesting, even, you know, clients that we had come through in the beginning, I always say that this is just part of the process. We are a stepping stone for people in life, whether they are coming in towards the end of their process or in the beginning, but this is a lifelong process that these young women will need to go through.
Yes. And I usually tell parents, when you're ready to put your child into a facility, or when they're ready, which is always better than when the parents are ready, then we need to remember that the first 30 days, they're usually exceptionally, extremely uncomfortable in their body. The second 30 days, because they're usually there against their will, usually, or they're forced in, a wife, a husband, a rabbi, somebody's a parent, you know, is giving them ultimatums. And then the next 30 days, they're just starting to learn life skills. So it's all new to them now. And the next 30 days, which is up to 90, is when they start to hear and listen and learn right. to implement. So I tell parents, please don't send your child unless you have enough money for 90 days minimum. You have enough money, then that's great, because 30 days, your expectations may not be realistic. A child could be on drugs or molested since they're 7 and now they're 32 and sharing, or whatever their mental health struggles are. And they're not fixing that in 1 month because you want them to go to rehab. So I always recommend, make sure you have in place 90 days minimum, and then you can get discharged and go to Yacholet and be more success, a higher rate of success, the longer that you get your treatment inpatient. So,
you're very right, Rahama.
Yeah, well, we've been doing this a long time, and I've been cleaning up a lot of messes over the years. So, yeah. So let's talk about, what age do you take in?
So generally, we take in young women that are between 18 and around 30 years old. However, we do make exceptions. We have had minors come through the program with, parental approval, but it does make for a more challenging situation usually. But we are looking forward to, down the road, opening up a house for minors as well. But currently the average is around, I would say, mid-20s, you know, young adult women.
Uh-huh. And I was there more than once and spent time with the girls, the young women, and they're very happy there. It's a very calming environment. I felt like it was so relaxing being there. Just the whole environment there, unbelievably relaxing. Now, let's talk about the girls. They come there. They need to have a therapist, psychiatrist. They need to have a job, go to school. Please let my listeners know what their, you know, what's the mandate.
So everyone that comes into the program will need to work with one of our individual therapists. We have several to choose from, and they all specialize in slightly different things. We also do have a psychiatrist that we work with who is our medical director, and we have a clinical director as well who oversees the therapeutic components of ICANN Wellness, which is part of the Yaholet system. It's sort of a branch off of the tree. And it is also required that the young women coming into the program join us for group therapy. We have approximately 9 hours of group therapy, from somatic workshops like meditation and sound healing and art therapy to traditional groups like CBT and DBT skills. We also have equine therapy that girls are invited to participate in as well.
So not everybody knows what DBT and CBT is. If you can just explain that briefly, please.
Okay, so with the DBT groups or the CBT, DBT is dialectical behavioral and CBT is cognitive behavioral, and they make use of different techniques that work as coping skills moving forward through the therapeutic process and in life. So what we do is we introduce those ideas and practices along with techniques that young women can use moving forward to help support themselves through crises and use them as coping skills for emotional regulation and resilience. We also, and I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, that we also encourage women that are interested that have not finished their high school diploma to get their GEDs, and we offer case management support. So we'll have a case manager sit down and assess each individual case. And if someone's in need of getting a GED, we help them with that piece. If they're looking to go to college and get college credits, that's another part we can assist with, or even getting jobs in the community. We help them to get jobs so that these women are not only participating in our therapeutic services and getting the support of the houses, but they're also getting support as they move forward and step into the community at large.
And, you know, parents think that their daughter's going to go to your program and suddenly they're all better. And me and you, you know, we're sadly laughing, but it's not a laughing matter.
Right.
So because it does take time. Takes time. Right. And I just want to point out that Yaholet does not make the appointments for the therapist and the doctor, and doesn't make the phone call to get the job. The girls need to do the work on their own, because Correct. The idea is, well, why don't you explain why?
Right, so the idea is that we are helping these young women to develop the life skills they need to go out into the world. So we're here to support them with the process, with the ups and downs, with the emotional complications or physical complications that come about, but we do not do the legwork for them. We will direct them and support them in the process.
And I mean, you know, one client that I sent to you, it took 2 months before she was able to make a doctor's appointment. And the mother and the father, and we had everybody calling. And I said, back off, leave them alone, let Yaholet do their magic. And Baruch Hashem, she was able to finally do things for herself. She was so used to her mom doing everything that that she just was paralyzed and couldn't do her own. So very important that parents step back when their daughters go to Yacholet and attend the MASK groups. Sarah always refers the parents to MASK so that they learn what to do. But more important, we need to learn what not to do. And that's most helpful for when their daughters get admitted there, learning what not to do. What message, Sarah, do you want to say to the parents that are listening that may be interested in exploring Yacholet as an idea for their loved one?
So I would love for them to know that what we're doing is we're creating a space here that offers non-judgmental support for these young women. And we do not put them on a pressure timeline to complete the process. We are here to support them and to work with the parents as well as a family system, because we do recognize how important the entire system is to creating balance and stability in these young women's lives. So we would absolutely encourage parents to reach out with any questions about the organization and to reach out to you, because you can definitely be someone who can guide them beautifully, as you've done so many times before. And to know that we are here. We are here helping young women to ultimately stay alive in moments of crisis. And we are accessible.
Absolutely. Sarah, why don't you share some examples of challenges that girls may have that would be ideal for Yacholet?
Well, so we get a lot of calls from young women who have experienced intense trauma. They've been molested or raped by members of their family or community members. We have young women that have developed coping skills such as eating disorders or are self-harming. We also have young women that have challenges with either sex addiction or what else do we see? We see a lot of bipolar episodes coming through, and anything within the mental health area is what I would say we are specializing in, and specifically trauma. And suicidality, we do get girls in here that are, you know, contemplating suicide, not actively engaging in suicidal behavior, but are in nature sort of at that last place before they make some very unsafe decisions. And so when they reach out to us, we know that there is definitely a need. This is a program for girls that want to get help, and we are here to help and support them with 24-hour supervision and, you know, case management and support. You know, we're here waiting.
Sarah, do you want to share a success story? Of course, be careful with confidentiality, please.
Today, I am going to someone's engagement party. I have a young woman who got engaged and is to be married. And this is someone who was a very challenging case, and I am very happy to celebrate this incredible moment in her life. We have clients that have started shidduch dating. We have girls that have graduated college. We have girls that have enrolled in college, gotten their GEDs, taken an Uber for the first time in their lives. We have young women here that are thriving, and that's the truth. I'm watching these girls, you know, like you said, it takes 30 days for them to sort of adjust to the new environment, but I'm watching them do tremendous work, and we really celebrate every single milestone as they go. Every day that they don't self-harm, every day that they use a healthy coping skill. But I'm really proud to say, you know, my team here is incredible, and they are doing great work with these young women. Tremendous success we've been seeing.
Right. And Sarah, and they have groups, and they support each other and cheer each other on, the girls, in a positive way.
Absolutely. People recognize one another's accomplishments, and it's really amazing to see them come in one space where, you know, a young woman doesn't know how to get herself from one place to another independently. And then, you know, takes her first drive, or gets a driver's license, or signs up for classes, or learns how to express her emotions in a healthy way, as opposed to self-harming. You know, these young women, while they're here with us, they develop a voice. And that's our goal, for them to develop a voice and be able to have those conversations that they need to have with the people around them, with God, with themselves. And, you know, we're seeing miracles here.
Yes, you are. And we are very appreciative that these women, young ladies, have a place where they can be successful and learn to live on the in the world on their own, even struggling with some challenges. So what's next for Yacholet?
So next for Yacholet, we are looking into opening up another house for girls under the age of 18. That should be down the line. We are not there yet, although I do get calls on a regular basis. That is in the works. And Bezrat Hashem, you know, making our way to Israel.
Amen, amen. So if there's a young, you spoke to the parents that may be listening, why don't you end with speaking to maybe a young woman that is listening that would need the courage to pick up the phone to call Yacholet?
If you are out there in the world struggling and you have experienced trauma or are in some sort of emotional pain, there is a space for you. We're here to support you and guide you and direct you without judgment. And you can either reach out to Rahama at Mask or look for us online. And we're here waiting for your call.
Why don't you give out your email address, please?
I can give out our email address. Our email address is office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at yacholet-ikann.org. That's yacholet-ikann.org.
And there's a website, so anybody that's interested in learning more about it, please go on to Yacholet Icon's website. And if you want to speak to Sarah directly, you don't have to wait to call or email. You can just call me at 718-758-0400. And I personally will make sure that Sarah gets back to you immediately. I do have a direct line to her. Not sure she's happy I have it, but I do have it.
I'm thrilled, Rahama. I'm thrilled. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for coming on, and I hope to have you on again soon. And my best to all my ladies at Yacholet.
Absolutely. I will send them your regards. And thank you so, so much for inviting me to this radio show tonight. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
And I want to wish everyone a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos. And always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Tonight's show is in honor of all the Chayalim. Bring the hostages home now. Please consider to go online to maskparents.org and donate so that we can continue with all our programs. Thank you, Shabbos, and have a good night.
Good night, good Shabbos.
Boss, we need to rebrand ASAP.
Can't be busy with that.
Our website is so outdated.
I can't be busy with that.
What about social media appearances?
I can't be busy with that.
So what's your plan?
My plan is Media Depot, known for top quality affordability and efficiency. Boy, will they be busy for me. Call them now on 855-BUSYBIZ. That's 855-287-9249. Or visit MediaDPT.com. Remember, 855-BUSYBIZ. We be busy for you to be able to be busy.
Call Media Depot now.
Media Depot, 855-BUSYBIZ.
Are you interested in hosting your own radio show and podcast, or perhaps a TV program? TalkLine Network can help you get on the air from 1 hour weekly to 24 hours a day. Ideal for ethnic, foreign language, medical, business, and religious broadcasting. We also have full-time radio stations for lease, as well as FM HD channels. For more information, please call 212-769-1925. That's 212-769-1925. Or email zevrenner@gmail.com.